97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Thank a union member. For the 5-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
A San Francisco born and raised liberal who speaks on occasion with a southern accent. It just busts out of her. I'm not quite sure where that came from. Speaking of the vice president and former President Trump squaring off next Tuesday, you might be surprised to learn how early voting starts in some states around the country. We got Aaron Evans on the phone with us this morning, president of Winning Republican Strategies. And Aaron, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you. Doing well.
Absolutely.
How are you this morning?
Oh, doing well. Thank you very much. You know, I was looking at a list of early voting states. It looks to me like sometime in about a week and a half or 2 weeks is about the earliest early voting in the country. Am I missing something here?
No, yeah. I mean, Pennsylvania obviously is a key state for Republicans and Democrats. I mean, it's kind of one of the top battleground states this cycle. And that's September 16th. And even in Missouri, I mean, you guys actually start with excuse on September 17th. So, I mean, there will even be people voting, you know, in Missouri before the first presidential debate. And so if they cast that first ballot on the first day with an excuse on why they need a early vote ballot. So, you know, I think that there's a lot at stake in this election. It's going to be very close, and early voting is going to be a really key part to whoever wins.
Yeah. I've not been a fan of the early voting. I mean, I think unless it's controlled, like I think one of the problems, correct me if I'm wrong, in Pennsylvania and some of these other places is they lost chain of custody on some of these ballots that were brought in the middle of the night. They couldn't prove where they were from. If the person whose name on it is actually, if the signatures matched, you lose a lot of that with absentee vote by mail kind of voting. And I don't feel like we've gotten a good grip on that around the country. How do you feel about it?
It definitely varies locality to locality. I mean, there are some localities that are a total disaster, and then there are some that I would feel extremely, confident in their processes, and you will see that disparity around the country. I will say one of the things that there's two aspects, actually, to this, both sides of the coin. One, which the RNC is really doing right this year. I mean, they've invested in more attorneys than they've had in the history of this country to focus on shining sunlight in the dark corners. And, they're already challenging some things in court this early to make sure that they're fixing some of these problems before they occur and they're on call and being proactive. The other side of that, too, though, is from the campaign side, even with the problems that may still exist in the system that the RNC attorneys are trying to solve, it's vital that each campaign still competes and leverages early voting as well. We've got to work the process while we also shine sunlight on the process at the same time. One of the things we really saw in the midterms, the races that were in super tight races that squeaked out a win on the Republican side, the one common denominator, they all performed and competed with early voting.
Yes.
The races that lost these tight races, every single one of them had a common denominator, and that was early voting cost them the election. Mm. And so, you know, I think it's vital for campaigns to let's shine sunlight, but we also still have to compete in that realm.
I do understand why there's hesitation with some of this and just making sure there are safeguards in place, especially from the conservative perspective. But to your point, Aaron, I think that is something we have to really push as conservatives, because I think this could really make the difference. And you think about how people make plans to vote on election day. There's an emergency that comes up. You're sick. There's just some reason why you can't get out to the polls those days, that specific day, I should say. And then you haven't voted. I mean, people make all sorts of excuses. So I feel like I'm trying to change my mindset even now.
Oh, absolutely. Look, and the other insight from the midterms that's very relevant is the number one demographic. We talked about a red wave. We all, almost convinced ourselves it was going to happen. Polling showed it was going to happen. Democrats were afraid it was going to happen, and it never happened. And so the number one demographic that did not show up at the polls in the midterms was middle-aged working Caucasian men who would have voted overwhelmingly Republican. And but these are people who have jobs. A lot of them have commutes. They have debt. They have families. They have responsibilities. And things happen. And look, if you know, if you're as busy as I am, and I know you guys are, you know, I'm voting early this year because I'm always in some other random state on election day because of my job. But ultimately, to your point, well-meaning people who would vote, you know, in the way that's necessary to save our country, don't vote because life happens. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's vital. I mean, you know, unless you've made every election for the last 30 years and you're 100% confident you're going to make this one, you know, early voting is a really good way to lock that vote in and make certain that your voice is heard in this pivotal election cycle.
Well, I know the Heritage Foundation has got a grading system for how states have done when it comes to election integrity. Missouri is near the top. I think they're in the top four or five in terms of what they've done to stop some of these problems, like, I don't know, drop boxes where you just go by and drop off a handful of ballots all at the same time. I mean, that's just insane to me that we ever allowed the emergency of COVID to let that happen. But do you know of any instances where they're going to be allowed to do that again this year? I mean, are there blue states that are still allowing just random ballot drop-offs with no chain of custody?
Yeah, there's definitely multiple states that still have ballot drop-offs. Several states have gotten rid of those in the last couple of years, thankfully. I mean, obviously, California is always, Harris's home state is pretty much any radical crazy idea. They're always the prime poster child example of a state that embraces it and claims it's great. So, you know, I mean, you have everything from ballot harvesting to drop-offs in California. But, you know, I think that, to your point, Missouri definitely is one of the better states in the country. And, you know, as someone voting in Missouri, I think, you know, your listeners should have very good confidence in the things that your state has put in place to ensure that their ballots are counted and secure. And that's something to be thankful for, you know, in Missouri.
Well, I'm glad people are keeping an eye on it around the country for sure. Aaron Evans, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. President of Winning Republican Strategies. So he's obviously keeping a close eye on things. In case you're wondering, here are the Missouri. Here's the important Missouri election information that you need to know in terms of when you need to get your voter. The voter registration deadline is Wednesday, October 9th. If you're not registered, right, you can do it by mail. It has to be submitted by October 9th. You can do it in person an in-person request Friday, November 1st. It says here for discharged military returning for deployment. There's a special day built in there too for those folks. Absentee ballot return deadline is election day. It's Tuesday, November 5th. The absentee ballot request deadline is October 23rd. It has to be received by October 23rd. So you've got to pay attention to these things. In-person absentee voting, early voting in Missouri is Tuesday, October 22nd, although you can do it earlier than that, according to one of the websites we found here, and he referenced it just a minute ago. So in the state of Missouri, with an excuse, so you know you're going to have to work that day, you can vote as early as September 17th, absentee. Without an excuse, starting Tuesday, October 22nd, you can vote. In the state of Illinois, this is important, Thursday, September 26th, is when early voting starts in the state of Illinois. So
that conversation with Aaron makes me want to early vote. And I've never been a big advocate of that. Not like I've been staunchly against it, but I feel like in my head now I'm thinking, gosh, what if I'm really, really sick? I mean, I would have to be so sick that I couldn't physically walk. And I still might have someone drag me to the polls to be able to vote at that point, because this election is that important to me. But I don't know. I kind of want to early vote because in my head I'm thinking, I don't know, what if something happens and I can't go that day?
I would never discourage anybody. I would encourage people to early vote if you think there's a chance you're going to run up against something like work or an emergency that day. I like going to the polls on election day.
No, I do too.
Personally, I do. I like to see how the turnout is. I don't know. I just enjoy it.
I mean, when I walk into my polling location, I feel like I'm doing the most patriotic thing yes. ever. I'm just so grateful I have the ability to vote. I feel like it's like, you're a grand. Like, I hear like a music playing in the background as I'm walking in there. It's patriotic music.
And you get your little sticker.
And I get my sticker. Yes, I love that sticker. It. I wish that they had the music blaring from a speaker. Like, just patriotic music on loop. Like, over and over again.
They should do that, but
that.
So no doubt some lefty would complain that it was biased or something.
Well, yeah, because what percentage of people who live in America hate America?
Yeah, a pretty large percentage on the left, I'm afraid.
Get more at 971talk.com.